Ladies and gentlemen, we're standing by for further word from Honolulu, and we expect to rejoin them in just a moment. However, here's a bulletin which has just come into the NBC newsroom in New York. Nomura, the Japanese ambassador, and Kurusu, the special Japanese envoy, were at the State Department at the time of the White House's announcement of the attacks on Hawaii. The two Japanese went to see Secretary of State Hall at 1:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and remained about 20 minutes. Back in New York City, here's a bulletin. Honolulu, Japanese bombs killed at least 5 persons and injured many others, 3 seriously, in a surprise morning aerial attack today on Honolulu. The sky was filled with puffs of smoke from exploding shells fired by American Army and Navy anti-aircraft units. Whether surface vessels of the United States fleet were in action against the enemy could not be learned at once, but columns of water rising from the sea as shells hit the water indicated a naval action. Viewed from the hills back of Honolulu, where many city folk went to view the fight, columns of heavy black smoke went skyward from Pearl Harbor. Another bulletin, the Secretary of War has just announced that all military personnel on active duty is to appear Monday in uniform.
Ladies and gentlemen, we regret the interruption in the service of National Vespers and the sermon of Dr. Harry Emerson Fosdick. We give you now music.
Shortly past noon on December 8th, President Roosevelt emerged from the White House on his way to the Capitol building, wrapped in his big, dark naval cape. He was grim, angry, unsmiling.
The Capitol of the United States, December 8th, 1941. Today, the Congress of the United States convenes in a solemn joint session. A session that will hear the President of the United States deliver his message that will ask for a declaration of war with Japan. The House chamber, always looking small and overcrowded, has today attained a dignity that overcomes even the gray girders that temporarily support the glass roof of the chamber. The galleries started filling early this morning and, of course, are now packed. To witness this historic occasion are most of the dignitaries and officials of the Capitol. At 12 o'clock, the Speaker of the House, Sam Rayburn, called the House to order after a brief prayer by the Chaplain of the House, Dr. James Sherrill Montgomery. The House passed the resolution which provided for the joint session and then recessed until the call of the chair, which is expected shortly before 12:30. The Supreme Court at this time, I believe, is walking into the chamber, and the Cabinet is also coming in at this time. And so after they come in, the President of the United States will arrive, and at that time we intend to turn you over to the Speaker's platform and take you now to the Speaker's platform as the President is arriving.
Senators and representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.